touchdown.
Blast off. Ooh, caffeine.
Kathleen.
Ooh, what a horrible name. There's a girl I went to junior school with called Kathleen.
I don't think there should be anybody called Kathleen who's like not 40 plus.
In it. There's always a handful of people at school who just had old people names.
Kathy Bigass, you know?
Kathy Bigass.
Kathleen Bigass. Do you think it's short for Kathleen Bigass?
She did have a big ass. She was a child. I don't know if she did. Kathleen turns me into Jeff Goldblum. What? But not. Caffeine turns.
Because you do the.
Wonderful. Just thought of it.
Flumping.
Yes. That's an affectation of time.
It's not a stutter.
Okay. Hi.
Hello, dear patrons.
I haven't had alcohol since Saturday.
Hmm.
Which is not the normal for me. We should use one of these pictures for a promo pic. An episode pic.
We should do a story, actually.
Yeah, we'll do a story or do like a post. This is not important. So welcome to our Patreon show.
Yeah, this week we're going to talk about...
Is Patreon an ethical platform? No, we're not. We're going to talk about...
Meta. We're going to talk about Serena Williams and John McCain because they have come out with a sex tape. No. No, they are two disparate topics.
Yes, two separate topics.
Yes.
Serena Williams died and John McCain had
a meltdown
at the US Open. I mean, I thought it was a bit old for that, but... Where the fuck is the stopwatch?
He melted down so far that he died.
There we go, there's our little timer.
Okay, well.
I wish it would stay on the screen. What do you want to talk about first?
Let's do Serena, to ease ourselves in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Speaking of easing in...
Lube.
No. You know Rorschach tests where you just say yours would always be like... Penis, vagina,
a pelvis,
dildo.
I mean, they all look like pelvises, really.
Yeah, they're all a little phallic, aren't they? I suppose that's rather the point. We're talking. So Serena Williams had a meltdown. Well, you have to apparently be careful about your language about this because it's all racialized language
and
genderized language. But she had a hysterical meltdown. She had a hysterical, beastly meltdown.
Did you see the picture that I sent you?
The cartoon,
yeah.
Yeah, that's been circulating our feed. We may talk about it.
Yes.
She had an animalistic meltdown at the poor white man judge. Someone in a column was like, she allowed her animus to get the better of her. Do you know what an animus is?
No.
It's like the inner masculine energy within women.
Right.
In Jungian terms or something like that.
Okay.
And I was like, she just fucking yelled.
Yeah, she just had a little bit of a shout.
She had because she got penalised 3 times. She got
coaching
points
was the first
deductions.
One, wasn't it?
Yes, which is when I didn't know what the fuck that was.
Yeah, I had to look it up as well. Because I thought, well, don't all tennis players get coached?
Just do it by yourself.
Because you know when she's like, I've never been coached. It's like, I've never, you know,
bitch,
like, it's
yeah.
Like, well, you didn't do it all on
Isn't
your own.
Isn't that what your whole life has been?
So yeah, it's like gesturing or like trying to communicate.
Yeah, her
with
coach tried to talk to her, which I believe Billie Jean King, who coincidentally I watched Battle of the Sexes over the weekend, and I hated it. And
would you say that Billie Jean is not your lover?
No, she's
just a girl.
She's Billie Jean Surf to me, peasant. She said that that rule should be stupid anyway. Like that. You
I mean, it does
why
seem
can't
silly.
You communicate with your coach?
Yeah, that does seem silly to me.
I guess because it's you and the other player and no interference whatsoever.
But then
that's why
football, managers are on the side.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't like any sport where there's involved.
Oh, God.
Darts, tennis, any
Snooker?
Sport where you can't. The theatre.
Just the sport.
You can't. Where you can. It's socially acceptable to aggressively shush someone. No! So, you know, this might be tainted by the fact that I don't really like tennis. It's a rich man's sport. It's a shushing sport. So Richmond.
I like tennis. I don't like. I know what you mean, though. That culture.
I know. I would get into
cream
certain
and Wimbledon. And all
yeah,
that,
all
yeah.
that fucking shit. No, they're more English than Wimbledon. It's Wimbledon season.
Wait,
wearing
right?
white only.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that's.
Oh yeah, and they didn't allow her to wear her catsuit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not my worst sport or anything, but I find it. And also, it's long. Football, dynamic, loud. Action, sort of, sometimes, depending on the match. Anyway, she was docked three separate points. She was docked
she was
a match for 1 point.
Yeah.
First one was for coaching. Second one was for
slamming her racket.
Smashing her racket, which everybody does. And the third was for yelling
Double
at her coach that you a thief. Oh, don't do the voice.
she was like,
"I have a daughter." Oh my god! I was like, "Oh, we get."
First of all, your
baby—you know
you're
being
like,
filmed. You yeah. dickhead.
Also, your baby is like, oh, I don't know, I don't. Do you know her kid's called Olympia?
Olympia. Talk about a complex, Jesus Christ!
But yeah, she's like, "I've never cheated and all this stuff." And
you probably have, love.
Yeah, you probably have. And she called him a thief, and then beasts, thieves, and then he gave the match point to. Or
Osaka. Yeah. And the sad thing, you know how she's like, I will stand up for women! And meanwhile, Osaka became the first Japanese winner of the US Open.
Yeah, she's 20 as well.
Yeah, she's 20. It was a huge moment in her career. Nobody knows that
yeah, it's
now.
Kind of all got overshadowed.
Should be, yeah, overshadowed by this, like, I mean, so, we're
it's
talking...
It's complex, because it's like... Obviously, she's right in the sense that there are men who probably do get preferential treatment.
They do, John
yeah.
McEnroe,
yeah,
Andre
they
Agassi.
All do, but also she was wrong.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. I didn't know, actually, no, we haven't spoken before about what your take
yeah.
was. And I figured initially when we spoke about talking about this on the show that we were going to do the general, like, can a bitch live? Can a black woman just go about being a black woman? Not that that's ever really our take, but, you know,
yeah.
it was kind of initially... Very
it's definitely
much.
The audience's take. It's
yeah,
seemed,
the general take
doing.
Is that, you know, Serena faces prejudice once again. And
I mean, it is very easy to go down that route because Serena is, like, really symbolic of, like, you know, she's from Compton.
Yeah.
She
black.
She's black. She...
Say it in the voice.
She black. She's throughout her whole career, she's been
yeah.
like, you know,
by my family,
vilified and you know, called a man.
Yeah, she's a
you know, she's a fucking force
yeah,
to be reckoned with, and she's like the best, hands down, in her
field. I mean, tennis people say she's the best the game's ever seen.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, because I don't know enough about tennis. But she's also built like a brick shit house,
mm-hmm.
and there is an element of like, she's been, you know, the whole,
yeah.
that's where the, every single time, I'm going to throw my family under the bus here, but every single time the football, the tennis was on and one of the Williams sisters was playing, they would make the exact same joke, which is the men's pitch, are you on the wrong pitch? The men's court is... Sort of
if you're going to call her a man, at least make a funny joke out of it.
Yeah, like, that whole thing. Like, it's been plagued by, obviously, racism, sexism, body shaming.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like a multi-millionaire. She
has a child called Olympia. Crime.
Yeah, like I'm always suspicious of people with this much money.
Yeah.
Like, yes, she's the best we've ever seen. But anytime there's like a woman of color that white women comfortably gather around and
I wonder what Megan's
support.
Take is on this.
Probably just like, she's a boss bitch.
Yeah.
there's this trope that I used to talk about with an old friend. This like thing that white women do, progressive white women online, where their politics is it's calling black women celebrities goddesses
Queens, yeah.
and goddesses and being like, yes, and like saying how like hot Donald Glover and Chance the Rapper are these very... Both of whom I like, but very, yeah,
like,
black guys. And then exclusively dating and hanging out with white people. But having this kind of, like, and Serena Williams is the top
yeah,
of
course.
The
behind
top,
Beyonce,
top-ity
yeah.
of the, yeah, of the kind of, like, yes, what a strong woman.
Yeah,
because she challenges nothing, really. Like, in our generation,
mm-hmm.
there was at that time, the racism is real that she faces.
Yeah.
But the way that our society is, every woman of colour who's in the public eye gets... racially, you know, it's like it's using individuals to to pinpoint a movement and to talk about a movement, as opposed to talking about real racism, because Serena Williams, like Beyonce, is a supremely wealthy and successful and shielded from the worst of life individual. And my sympathies don't immediately go towards it more than just they used to, and they always do when it comes to like certain physical things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Obviously, like, getting racist about this is fucking stupid, and obviously there's a like a gender and race component to the language used. But she was yelling about women to the umpire and then drowned out the victory of her, who beat her in straight sets and played really well, from what I can tell.
Yeah. And she also...
And she lost the game for herself by being a fucking bitch. You're being a bitch. Like, she's a diva. Like,
like you said, it wasn't just that she was being a bitch, but it was the kind of... The way that she positioned it, like, I have a daughter.
Yeah.
I've never cheated. Like, you're doing this because I'm a woman.
Yeah, you're doing this,
and you know, like, I know you can't say it, but I know you know that I know you know I'm right.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, like this kind of like she knows this is gonna go viral.
Yeah.
And it's like, gonna be like Serena, you're gonna love Serena Williams' takedown of this umpire.
Yeah,
Serena's response to this umpire, principled outrage. Yeah. It's like,
it's very prescripted, and it's like
that other bitch probably has a mom and a dad and other things that humanize her.
That aren't called Olympia.
It's like she could have just been like,
I had a cesarean. Yeah. You know, like
the thing, a couple of weeks ago when she wasn't allowed to wear the cat suit that helped her blood flow after her birth. That's worse, I would say. That's more sexist.
That is definitely a much more concrete, clear-cut example.
Of, like...
As opposed to, you know, actually breaking the rules and being punished for it.
Yeah, exactly. And this is another example of women being like, women should be able to yell and swear just as much as men. It's like, why is your feminism centred around acting as gross and...
Why is it centered around men?
Men do, yeah. Like,
and there is a point to be made about, of course, about the way that men and women treated it differently in tennis.
Yeah.
Although tennis, I believe, the only sport where men and women are paid equally.
Really?
Because
of Billie Jean King. It's a battle of sexes.
It is. Yeah.
It's about, I didn't even know who Billie Jean King was, and now she's like hair all over the place, and I can't believe I didn't know who she was. She's like probably the most famous female. Yeah, did you know who she was?
She looks a lot like
Emma Stone.
No, she doesn't.
She just played by Emma Stone.
I've heard of her name in a Michael Jackson song,
can I go on a tangent about the film?
Yeah.
So do you remember when it came out? It came out about a year ago, I think, Battle of the Sexes, maybe for like
stupid
9 months.
Name, yeah.
It was this tennis match about the film's called that because she played this kind of seminal tennis match in the 70s that was like kind of, it was the showdown between her and this ex US Open champion player, like ex great, but who was in his 50s, who they had this showdown match like just for the media, and it was supposed to prove or disprove whether women were as good as men in tennis and therefore deserving of equal pay. Because so like it's this battle for equality in tennis law, because the film opens with Billie Jean King.
Was that really how it was decided?
Yeah, I don't know. It was actually genuinely a big movement towards this. It was a big start towards the public accepting women's tennis as legitimate, as men's tennis. It genuinely was. And apparently these matches were quite common. They don't happen anymore, but these kind of showdown matches... Is that your actual landline?
Sorry, yeah.
I'm just going to make a note of when the landline rang. It's what?
Yeah, yeah. I'm alright now, too. Yeah. Okay. Alright, and that's not really a great time. Yeah. Yeah, possibly this evening, yeah.
All right, cheers, thank you, bye.
Who was that?
BT.
Fuck off. Oh, I'm rich. No, I'm just not as poor as I thought I was.
Cool.
Which isn't very much. Let me just screenshot when you got fat. Cut that minute out. So.
Oh yeah, Battle of the Sexes. Yeah.
Yeah. So the film opens with Billie Jean King winning the U.S. Open, the Women's U.S. Open, and it turns out she's paid like a fraction of what men are paid when they win, and then she's like, "Excuse me, sir, what is this about?" And then he's like, "But it's just," and there's like caricatured white guys but little lady, that's lady tennis. That's not real tennis. And she's like, "Are you so sure about that, sir?" It's all that full of that kind of thing. And so it compels her to start the women's like tour or something, and the WTA, which still exists, the Women's Tennis Association. So that women could basically get paid as astronomically as men, which is, as we all know, that's not an argument we really care about. Mm-hmm. And then the whole film is building towards, the most compelling part is that she's having this concurrent lesbian awakening. I don't know how else to describe it. She starts sleeping with a woman. And Jack kept going like, fuck's sake. Every time there was a sex scene, he was like, he's like averting his eyes. He's like, I knew this was going to be a lesbian film. I wouldn't have watched it.
But I've definitely seen pictures of her
in
the
70s thing.
Yeah.
And it builds, Steve Carell plays her.
She's wiry.
Just Emerson. And then Bobby Riggs, this ex, he's like 55. He's an old tennis champion. And he is kind of, he has a gambling problem, and he's rallying against the same thing. There's this cultural movement against what she's trying to say, which is that like women's tennis is valuable, they deserve to get paid equally when they win, or just in general. Mm-hmm. And he's like presenting himself as like a Trumpian chauvinist, like, oh, I'm openly saying he's a chauvinist and being like, if she's so sure that women are as deserving as men, why doesn't she play me in a match? Mm-hmm. And eventually they do, and she
and
wins.
And then when she wins, and
then
like,
everyone's
and then
like, well, women!
And then he's like, this was Billy rigged.
And it's just like, it's a fine story. It's fairly like
watchable.
It's a fine story. It's like watchable. It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, of course.
But there's that fucking Emma Stone Clintonian feminism running through it, where it's all of these kind of retcons.
Bet she was a racist.
Women like women standing up to men in the boardrooms.
Power feminism, all of that stuff.
It was a nicely shot film, perfectly digestible.
Emma Stone good in it. I'm sure but she, I was. Just, she usually is.
Sorry,
Emma Stone good in it.
Yeah, she's good. She never knocked my socks off, but she's a good actress, right?
Yeah.
She won a fucking Oscar.
Yeah.
She's fucking Clinton. I could never. No, she is good. She's quite a subtle, sweet, considered performance. Like, it's a good performance.
I saw her in Soho once.
With Andrew Garfield, wasn't it?
Yeah. Are they still together?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know.
But it was just this whole, like,
Of course. That might as well have been the tagline.
All this rousing music. All this rousing
Battle
music.
Battle of the Sexes, and then underneath in smaller lettering.
And it's just obviously like they're careful to have her kind of cohort of like other female tennis players are diverse, but fuck off. Like just this whole anyway, but it speaks to this whole kind of
very lazy
liberal feminism with which most people look at Serena Williams too, where it's this argument of there should be female, why are there not enough women in power, instead of re-looking at
power.
who's got power, why they've got power, why they have so much power. Mm-hmm. You know, we need more women in the boardroom. We need less boardrooms. Why do we have boardrooms? Why do we have, like, millionaires around a table?
Less boardrooms, more ballrooms. So I can have a dance, all right?
Ooh. Every time you watch an old film and there's, like, they do a theatre dance and you're just like, the olden days look shit.
Yeah.
You only see
it. My mum used to make me and my brother do ballroom dancing.
Oh, that's cute.
No, it's not.
We were like, none
of this shit, thanks. Fuck this.
Fuck this.
Fuck your waltz.
Fuck. I remember having to do a country like folk dancing and PE.
Do-si-dos
yeah, shit, yeah. And like I've never been that close to like a boy before, yeah. And I would set my brothers, but not. And then it was just like it was disgusting.
And we are live.
Sorry.
Hey.
Card ran out. Because we're dumb. We're not dumb. The card is dumb.
Yeah. The card is small.
But we cut it off nicely because we were babbling at the end of that topic and we need to change topics because we got shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
People to do. we're talking... So John McCain died.
Mm-hmm.
After months and months of teasers, he finally actually died, thank God.
There's all this the best kind of cancer. Brain, baby!
He died. I kept thinking he was dead and being like, thank fuck for that, and then he wasn't.
Yeah, it was like when Prince Philip was in the news when he was when they said that he was just retiring from the public.
Breaking news, Prince Philip.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And hold that thought, I need to start the timer.
Tick tock.
Resume. He died,
and then there was a sort of liberal outpouring.
Holy shit. Liberals cared more upset than right-wing people.
Yeah, they actually did.
Yeah. They were the people being more like... So, John McCain, famous unapologetic warmonger, like, thousands of lives on his hands.
I think probably liberals reacted more strongly to it. Because John McCain is symbolic to them of the kind of person who they're like, you know what? He's on the other side, but I respect him.
Yes.
And I respect what he stands for.
Yeah.
And they're the kind of person that
he represents bipartisan.
Yeah. And they would love to like hold him to a debate and then at the end be like, you know what? You're an honest man.
Yeah.
And then
I think we had our differences, but at the end of the day, he was a good family man.
Mm.
That's actually what Obama said at his funeral, right? Mm-hmm. That you know, no matter what happened, McCain calling him like a fucking terrorist and all of his fans rallying around Obama and all that shit when Obama was running for president. And
is he an Arab?
Yeah. No, he's an honest family man. John McCain, I can't, I've totally lost my train of thought. Obama basically said that despite all of that, he was, I'm not going to say that, that he was an honest man and they always had respect for and friendship between each other and all of this stuff. And it's like, you people have no values, no principles, nothing that you stand for. This reaching across the aisle bullshit that they're obsessed with.
Yeah, these are the kind of people who will post like memes on Facebook that are sort of like, any politics on my Facebook can just... get off my feed. And if there's anybody out there who will just unfriend people because of differences in politics, well, that's just stupid because friendship goes, you know, is stronger than that.
Yeah.
You know,
we need to learn to understand each other, not cut each other out.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Love.
Yeah, love, but only applied to the worst people.
Yeah,
it's never actually humanizing people who are voiceless right now or currently marginalized, economically marginalized, or maybe even being bombed the shit out of. It's more important to present, to treat the death of a war hawk with decorum and like to be polite. Like, can you imagine if when Obama dies, what they're all going to say about him? Do you think they're going to be like, well, he was an honest man? They're going to be like, thank God that fucking Arab's finally fucked off. We can finally finish decimating Obamacare, which we mostly have. Do you think there's going to be the same level? Like, the way that liberals mourn the deaths of right-wing people.
People like Margaret Thatcher died. Do you remember, like, people saying how in bad taste it was that...
like, Ding Dong the Witch is Dead.
Ding Dong the Witch is Dead became, like, number one. People were celebrating her funeral.
Yeah, there was a party in George Square.
Yeah, I mean, you do not understand... These people do not understand, like, the levels at which, like, she broke... the working class and her legacy is alive and well.
Yeah.
And she began this entire, like, just like fucking the people who were alive during the miner strike are still suffering today.
Yeah, there's no...
Like, do you not understand that?
There's no... She broke the back of the welfare state. She decimated the working class.
She was... Margaret Thatcher.
I'm going to take this off.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hiya.
Hiya, can I have a
picture, please? What time for? I could do 7:30. Is that... Is it? Okay, cool. How long was it for?
For 1 hour.
Okay, cool. Could you shoot me a text at 6:30 to confirm? And then... Or maybe just before 6:00, actually, because I might be in a booking when you text me. So 6:00, if you send me a confirmation text at 6:00, and then once I get that text, I'll send you the postcode.
Yeah, that's
okay, what was your name, sorry?
Jim.
Okay, cool. Alright, I'll speak to you soon then.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. He's gonna text me, I don't know why. Did I screenshot that?
I thought, yeah, it's only because he was like... Sometimes you know when you tell them and they just don't seem to actually...
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah,
sure.
Cool, bye.
Yeah. Or when you give them, you sort of say a lot of stuff and they're just like, yeah,
yeah,
that's
they're
cool.
Fine with anything, yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. If he texts when he, that guy, I can always text.
I was going to ask you too, but I really didn't ask you before. So we'll see if he texts.
Yeah.
Anyway... what was it? Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, Margaret Thatcher, milk snatcher.
I mean, I don't even think... I guess people have done a fairly good job of masking the damage that she's done, but, you know, we still haven't recovered from that level of politics. She set into gear the kind of political behaviour that we see now in the Tory party. In a way, it's moved socially... it's become socially liberalised, but in terms of austerity and...
Yeah.
The same sorts of policies, the total, like, decimation of the English infrastructure, the... Shutting... If you go to any northern town and tell me Thatcher was a good idea, like, go to any of these deindustrialised towns and where the young people have just fled... There's just empty warehouses, like... I mean, this country was a sinking superpower anyway, but Jesus Christ. Anyway...
And it's like, I think that when liberals see communities or individuals celebrating that person's death, they see that as very distasteful. But who is it really fucking harming? It's not doing anything.
Yeah.
And, it's not helping either, but who says that everything... in activism has to be
polite
or help, or like, you know, sometimes people just need to fucking have a bit of catharsis.
Yeah
That's important too.
Yeah,
it doesn't always have to be a struggle or a fight.
These are the same people who are progress. Like we're gonna satirize Donald Trump out of the White House, and we're gonna like John Oliver joke him into like shame and submission.
Yeah,
and we're gonna like use a language and like this is the time to be to not be afraid to use your words.
What about a huge baby balloon?
Yeah Let's crowdfund for a baby balloon. That will teach them. But when someone dies,
But let's not bother with, like, legal funds for anyone who's, like, being deported.
No! I mean, this is a man who has the blood of Vietnamese people, Libyan people, Syrian people, Iraqi people. He wanted Iranian people. The blood of these people on his hands. All these countries that maybe we don't know enough about. But John McCain has supported every single war that America has even considered being in, and more. John McCain, this is, like, the big blind spot in, I think, like, Western politics, even, like, progressive politics, always forgets to look at foreign policy. We have, like, we kind of talked about this on the main show, that we have, like, a pretty good idea of how our domestic policy should be, but so many people fall down at...
Because it's just not reported.
It's not reported, and it's really hard to conceptualise and feel hopeful when you know what your government is doing overseas.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's definitely, like, a purposeful...
Mm. Yeah, they don't want you to humanise those people at all. Of course they don't. And, like, John, he was an unapologetic warmonger. He saw it as spreading American values and using, you know, wanting to openly hate killing gooks.
His identity as a veteran was like that propelled him.
Yeah.
I think in like the American consciousness, yeah, like an honorable, noble man.
Yeah, even though he didn't fucking do anything when he was in prison, but
yeah, wasn't he just a POW and he just
he was like, whoops, because I'll just hang out here. He was like he was a voluntary war soldier, yeah, or so he went voluntarily over there and then was like, whoops,
I guess I'm here.
He was like honestly one of the most disgusting and morally reprehensible figures that exist in Western politics, mm, certainly in American politics. But because of his vague, you know, like he has this reputation, so liberals like him because he opposes Trump theoretically. But 83.3% of his votes are aligned with Trump's. Mm-hmm. His votes in Senate or wherever the fuck he is.
It's only because he probably disapproved publicly of Trump's manner.
Yeah. He like liberals, he's opposed to Trump's decorum. He doesn't like that Trump is rude. Not what he stands for. So he has this reputation for liberals of swooping in and saving the healthcare bill. Like he flew in to vote at the very, very last stage because there was that healthcare bill that was going to go pass and he swooped in at the last minute. But there were loads of iterations of that bill that he did nothing to do. But there was this big PR kind of flying in of cancer, John.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, see, he might be a Republican, but he's a noble Republican.
Maybe that tumour in his brain actually kind of kicked in and it made him do something good.
I know. And, like, he is rich enough to get, like, the best cancer care. But what about all those people that don't and can't? And, like,
like him because he seems reasonable and probably only because he's
better at PR.
He's standing against somebody like Trump who is very clearly and obviously just
he's a dick. He's obviously
vile and
we can all agree that Trump is like grotesque.
He's just somebody he's not a politician.
Yeah.
Which is probably the big reason for why he stands so starkly.
Yeah.
Both in terms of his support for him and in opposition to him.
He has this.
That's
like,
his appeal, and that's also his like. That's why he seems so repugnant.
Yeah, and John McCain's a smart enough PR maneuverer to understand that people dislike about Trump, and he knows how to maintain his own brand against that. And a lot of Republicans know that, like, you know, you can appeal to liberals. They know Democrats will fall over themselves as spineless fucks if they're thrown like a crumb by a Republican or if a Republican sort of surface level disagrees with Trump or whatever. And they're like, oh, my God, he's like this idea of like this, the honorable right winger, you know, the Christopher Hitchens type, you know. We don't hardly have that as much in America. Yeah, in England, sorry, or the UK. These kind of like honourable, they might
honorable
be right wing, but yeah, like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there is a figure like that, but.
Because it's quite
to be honest, I feel like in the UK there's more just like people in Labour who are like on the right.
Yeah.
They're probably more conservatives who admire certain Labour politicians.
Yeah, because they're more centre.
Yeah, centre or right.
Central.
Yeah.
But the valuelessness of this party that's supposed to represent the people, including the people across the world who are, like, poor, dejected or whatever, who can't even recognise at least McCain's war record, which is, you know, it's
damning.
Openly available.
Yeah.
And it is. It's like he has advocated for the decimation of country after country after country. Like, if you
and
so people
pro, he's pro-life as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just because he once was like, Obama is not an Arab.
Yeah.
People thought were just like, oh my God,
he's speaking
you.
About his wife in a really nice way, and like, and then going back to the thing about like you can't say anything bad about him now that
he's
dead.
Yeah.
One, you are people advocating for this kind of limp satire as a means of political practice, but two, at a time when it actually matters, at a time when everybody is telling you. Twitter was full of admonishments to liberals and to people criticizing John McCain because there was a subsection of like Twitter that was
was using the opportunity to be like, that bitch, about John McCain. And the Twitter was full of these admonishments, like, whatever you think about John McCain, he was an honest man, and, you know, he doesn't...
Please don't respect the dead.
That guy directly implicated, voted for, and put forward policies that ruined the lives of Americans at home and people overseas.
Those tweets aren't affecting his family.
No, and his family are going to mourn regardless. They're going to be rich and happy, and they're going to be grieving regardless.
Hopefully they have some brain tumors too.
Yeah. Their dad was an abominable human being. And so, like, the hypocrisy of people being like, well, we need to respect him, and his dad doesn't matter. This is actually a time when being vulgar and critical of John McCain in this, like, PR nightmare is actually slightly politically effective, because you can cut through all
he's dead and Margaret Thatcher is dead, and yet the policies that they put into place are very much alive.
Yeah.
So, like, if only they could get brain tumours and
policies could die.
Yeah. If any policies could also suffer from cancer.
Yeah. I'm in a little bit of a rush, so I might have to go now. Yeah.
I think we've said our bit, haven't we?
We've summed it up, haven't we? 37 bloody minutes.
Yeah, I mean, fuck McCain.
Yeah.
Fuck your mama.
But not the chips. Although
his mom's still alive.
Really?
Barbara. She actually just looks like his sister.
They're all old American women. Yeah. White women are called Barbara, though.
I think that's what her name is.
Barbara Bush. She did too.
Well, maybe I'm getting confused with Barbara Bush, but yeah.
One of their names. Well,
R.I.P.
Yeah. Rest in
piss.
Thanks for listening to the five people who listen.
Please tell your friends.
Tell your fucking friends, you dickheads. Please. We're on Twitter.
Facebook.
We're on Instagram. The theme of the song is by Sunshower. Our disgusting bit of nepotism by Jack.
He's our dad.
Because he's my roommate and dad.
Yeah.
In spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the theme song. And we'll be back on
next week.
Next week. Bye.
Bye.